like to share with you this morning some results of a project I've been involved with the last few years, looking at a new AI, Mavento, or spirit tetramat against aphids and lettuce, and particularly influenced as the influence of spray timing. Just to give you a little background on the situation, aphid contamination in lettuce is a major problem for growers in Southern California and Arizona, largely because lettuce quality is what they're looking for, and many growers and many shippers have a zero tolerance, and if not that, a very low tolerance for aphids. Further complicate that matters, we are dealing with a species complex of aphids that occur at various times during the season, green peach aphid, foxglove aphid, and lettuce aphid, that differ behaviorally, biologically, and in their susceptibility to different compounds. Admire or imidacloprid at planting is commonly used and is somewhat of a standard. But over the last few years, a lot of growers are wanting to get away from that approach and go to more of a foliar approach. And then we've also seen in the field and in commercial fields as well, is that imidacloprid, the neonicotinoids in general, are inconsistent against both the foxglove aphid and lettuce aphid. So there's a need and to look at other foliar approaches, and there are several new AIs out there that have activity on aphids, one of them being Mavento or spirit tetramat. It's a new class of chemistry, particularly for aphids in our system. I think the attribute that was most appealing to me was the fact that it's a foliar systemic, a full foliar systemic, having both basipetal and acropetal movement, xylem and phloem movement in the plant as a foliar spray. Our target in this project was aphids, although it's got activity against other home ops. And again, another appealing thing for leafy vegetables is that it's very safe. Tox profile being that it is reduced risk. The question that we had when we started this project and developing these protocols was, would this compound fit into our programs as a foliar alternative, particularly to the neonicotinoids and some of the older chemistries we're using? And we wanted to get a feel for how spray timing might influence that. To give you an idea of some of the experimental design, pretty basic for a lot of the small plot trials that we run for efficacy. There at the UMAG Center, we did trials over a three-year period. We looked at whole plant destructive samplings in counting numbers, generally 10 plants per replicate, looking predominantly at aphid numbers per plant, Aptus aphids per plant. A lot of the data I'm going to show to you is harvest evaluations, and that's really the head contamination. And what we're there, we were pulling heads and looking at aphids within the entire head as well as four wrapper leaves. What I'm going to present to you are two different spray timing approaches. One of them is what I consider a seasonal IPM approach. We're going to look at a summary of seven trials and then a pre-harvest approach, which I'll explain to you here right now. The seasonal IPM approach, really, we began treatment when we reached the action threshold, which in our system is 10% infested plants. Foliar standard rotations were essentially 2 to 4 sprays. We tried to stretch residuals out as we could. Mavento, actually this should be 5 ounces. We only used 2 sprays in most of these trials because that's going to be the limit of the AI allowed from the label. The pre-harvest treatment or regime was where we looked at aphid populations. We allowed them to build up to very high densities. We didn't treat these plots at all during the course of the season. So in essence, we really made one application pre-harvest. And in one case, we made 2 applications 14 to 21 days before harvest to kind of clean it up, or a rescue type treatment. Here's a list of the foliar standards that we used in comparison in these trials. Some of you recognize as some of the newer AIs. Some of them are quite old. And then spray applications in these trials were just standard small plot backpack type applications. This first slide is really just, I wanted to give you one example of the several trials that we ran, the kind of data scheme that we saw. Obviously don't have time to go through all of them, but this would show a test in spring of 07 of total aphids that we looked at, and you can see applications were made here for both the standard and the Mavento as colonization was detected, the action threshold. We made a second application of Mavento of both treatments actually, and then we stretched it out from there, and you can see that the Mavento, both treatments did quite well. Mavento essentially zeroed them out at harvest. What's interesting also is that this initially was triggered by green peach aphid. Foxglove aphid started to show up here, and then lettuce aphid is really what constitutes that the bulk of that peak there. So we had all three aphid species in this trial during this particular trial. But what we're really interested is what's going to go in the box. That's what the growers are interested. They want to know They want to keep those heads clean. And so what we really did, what I was really interested in, are evaluations at harvest. And so what I'm going to do is take you through each species. This is green peach aphid. And what this is a summary of five trials. And you can see the average density or number of aphids, head contamination at harvest in across these trials from Avento, the industry standards, and then the untreated. And you see with green peach aphid, which tends to colonize on the lower part of the plant, very easy to get to, very comparable between Avento and industry standards, with the exception that we used four fewer sprays to achieve essentially the same result with the Movento. If you go to foxglove aphid, which is a little bit different pest, it tends to distribute itself much more evenly throughout the plant, half of it on the lower frame of the plant, and you get a lot, about 50% into the head. So it's a little bit more difficult to control unless you're on it quite a bit. You'll notice that Movento, again, very consistent across these trials that we looked at. The industry standard, on average, a little higher head contamination and not quite as consistent, and then again compared to the untreated chick. And we achieved that with fewer sprays. Again, I think in my opinion demonstrating the residual activity this product has. And then lettuce aphid, again, unlike the other two species, it tends to go straight to the growing point and contaminate the head. Once the head starts to cup over or a romaine plant starts to cup over, it's very difficult to get them with conventional chemistries. You can see here in these trials the Movento essentially did a good job of cleaning that plant up relative to the industry standard, and if you look at the scale, it's much higher than what we've seen with the other aphids and the untreated chick. So again, different species of insects, we see different approaches. When we look at a seasonal approach, Movento seemed to do quite well when we did our harvest evaluations. Now I want to shift real quickly over to the pre-harvest approach, which isn't a recommendation that we would make to the growers and consultants in our area, is to allow the population to go and then just come and clean them up. We haven't had the chemistry to do that in the past, but this is an example of lettuce aphid infesting a small lettuce head 14 days to harvest. And what most growers will tell you, if you're pretty much done at that point, because you with conventional chemistry you can't get to these aphids. You've really got to get them before the plant starts to cup over. This is a summary of the four trials that we ran. Amazingly, I probably wouldn't believe this if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, that the fact that we could almost keep those populations that low by allowing them to build up initially early in the trials. Industry standard, again, significantly different in all of these trials than the untreated, but again, this is way too many aphids to market that head of lettuce. So this would be the average for lettuce aphids. I wanted to give you one example to kind of illustrate what we saw for one of the trials. This would be romaine lettuce pre-harvest in one of the trials, and you'll notice that plant has the romaine hearts have started to close up. When you buy romaine in the grocery store, it's a heart or a head-like shape. And if you've got aphid in there, it's very difficult to get them with any kind of contact or even translaminar product. When you cut those plants before this trial started, this is a heart about the size of your hand. You can see the aphids are heavily infested. Again, very difficult, if almost impossible, to get to with conventional sprays.
3 minutes.
Okay, great. I'm almost done. I'm going fast. Let me get a drink of water since I got 3 minutes. Okay. To illustrate this point about this, we started this trial, we made the initial application with Movento, and in this case, in the standard we brought in was Belief and Thionex, which is endosulfan. We brought this treatment at about 200 aphids, and this is a very conservative estimate, in those hearts. At 7 days post-harvest, we had dropped that population down to about 12 aphids per plant, whereas the check had gone to about 900 aphids of lettuce aphids, as well as the standard did. We came back in and we said, well, you know, we're 7 days to harvest. That's probably still too many aphids for a commercial grower. So we came in and made a second application. And at that point, what we saw is the check continued to grow. We actually brought with the industry standard, we brought it back to the level at which we probably started. But in the lettuce, we were at acceptable levels, about 1 to 2 aphids per heart at that point. So that was, I was duly impressed with this type of information. So in conclusion, Movento provided significant residual control based on the seasonal IPM trials, and which again indicated to me that this product certainly has this systemic activity, very good systemic activity, as well as the fact that because it has a systemic activity, it does provide this ability to clean up the head, provide a rescue treatment. Although I will repeat, we're not going to recommend it that way. We're going to recommend it as a with the act to be used with the action threshold, and it should be a great fit in our desert IPM programs, because it does provide growers with another alternative to be used with some of these newer products, as well as for resistance management to probably take some of the selective pressure off the nicotinoids, which we use quite a bit in that area. That's all I've got.
Great.
Any questions?